Are you all looking forward to a special day this week now? You know, we've been preparing for this. Way back, several weeks ago, when you got a little calendar that was going to help you to count the days until Christmas. And it reminded you at that time that there are really two Christmases that we're going to celebrate, right? Or most people celebrate. There's the Christmas of the jolly old elf who's going to come on Christmas Eve and delight many children's hearts. And then there's the Christmas of the birth of the baby Jesus. And of course, here at church, we've been celebrating the Advent, the looking forward to the birth of the baby Jesus. Actually, these two Christmases, they kind of share things back and forth. You know, the first Christmas tree was actually dedicated to that Christmas, the Jesus Christmas, the birth Christmas. Back, about 400 or 500 years ago, there was a man walking through the world, Martin Luther was his name, and he was really impressed by the beauty of the trees with the glistening snow on the branches. He was over in Germany. And he wanted to share that with his family, so he cut one of those trees down, took it inside, put candles on it, and they celebrated Christmas, the birth of the baby Jesus, with that tree. And that became a tradition of the Jesus Christmas, which was eventually borrowed, and we see a lot of Christmas trees nowadays that have no hint of the fact that Jesus is being born. As a matter of fact, most trees that you see, like the ones we've got in our living room, have few things that remind us of that, although we do have a few. And it wasn't until, I don't know, 40 years or so that we actually got back to the idea of using the tree to celebrate the Jesus Christmas with these Christmas trees. Okay, so things kind of go back and forth. Now, one of the things that you see on a lot of trees are candy canes. And those will usually be on the Santa trees. And we don't have any on our Jesus tree. However, the tradition of candy canes is a Jesus celebration. And we can give children the credit for candy canes, because back, along about the same time that they were coming up with Christmas trees, there was a man who was, he was a choir director in a church, and he was having trouble keeping the children to settle down. And so what he thought, back then they made a lot of candies, and he said, I'm going to bring some candies in for the kids, and maybe that would help them to settle down. And so he went to a candy maker, and he says, what I want you to do is take one of these stick candies that you've got and put a little curve in it so that it looks like a shepherd's staff. And that will remind us of the shepherd coming on. And so, and that's what they did. And I've got some here to show you. Oops. And so these are things which remind us of the Christmas, because it looks like a shepherd's staff, right? Notice that there's another thing about it. What does that look like?
A J.
A J. I wonder what J would have to do with Jesus. You think that might be the first letter in his name? So we can look at it. We can remember the shepherd who came, and we can remember the Jesus who they came for. So that's a real good thing for the Jesus Christmas. Now, these sort of became popular with the Santa Christmas as well, and you'll find these on regular Christmas trees. But somebody, and it hasn't been all that long ago, they found out that you could do more than just take a piece of white candy and bend it, but they figured out how you could put red stripes on it. Makes it a little bit more Christmassy. But they did it in such a way that it had something to do with the Jesus Christmas and with Jesus. Because if you look at it, you'll notice that there's a big wide stripe, and then there are three little stripes, right? Well, the guy that designed these, Bob, we'll call him, had a meaning for that. He says, you know, we've had those white canes for a long time, and white was appropriate because white is a color of purity. And Jesus was very pure. But he says there's something else we need to remember. Not just his birth, but we need to remember Christ's death for us and his resurrection at Easter time. And so in putting those stripes in there, he said those three little stripes are representing the wounds that Jesus had in his hands and his feet on the cross. And that big red stripe is representing the wound that he had in his side and his death there on the cross. And so we look at this and we remember not just the birth of Jesus or the person of Jesus, but we remember the death of Jesus, and that will help us to remember his resurrection and his promise for us of being able to go and live with him forever. That's a good thing, isn't it? Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy this, and I hope you enjoy your Christmases, and I hope that you might be able to come out Christmas Eve and continue the celebration of Jesus Christmas.